And so the tendency is to kill the loneliness and the scary pain is starting a whole nother relationship. Have you seen that in other people, you know? They get out of a relationship, they get out of a marriage because of maybe not even their own choice, and they're just looking for somebody else. They just want normalcy again. That's the worst thing a person can do. Absolute worst.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a conference speaker and coach and your advocate for the family. This is day 4 of Dr. Randy's teaching, Intentional Living for Single Parents. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. We're going to get right into this here quickly because we're on part 4 now in this series of being intentional in this high-stake relationship as single parents. And many of you have been responding to getting the CD, wanting to listen to this entire teaching, to share it with a single parent that you know, or perhaps use it even as a sort of a study with single parents, and that'd be great. I'll tell you how you can get that a little bit later. Today is part 4, and we're going to talk about the power of praying kids, teaching kids to pray, and also understanding that this is a lonely business. It's a scary thing being a single parent. It's scary being a parent. But being a single parent is particularly a scary proposition. And we are here to encourage you. And every time we do a program on single parents, we hear from you. And single parents, we'd love to hear. I'd love to hear how you're choosing to be intentional, what you struggle with, a question that you have for me, whatever. We'd love to hear from it. Just give me a call at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and share on our storyline. Okay, we're gonna take you from our live studio over to our teaching studio where I recorded this series for single parents, and we're on part number 4. Take a listen. Now, things get really tough for Hagar at this point. In verse 14, so Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and putting it on her shoulder. And in the Hebrew, that means a burden. He took the water and the food, it was a burden for her, and placed it on her shoulder and gave it and the boy to Hagar and sent her away. And then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And you thought becoming a single parent was tough. Here she had this teenage boy. And of course, in this culture, unlike this culture today, in that culture, you know, she had no protection. She was going out into the wilderness. She had no community or family or tribe. That's how they protected each other. She was going to be totally on her own with just a bag of water and some bread and being sent out. Now, you think you got it tough as a single mom or dad today. You go through a divorce and you have to make a settlement on how you're going to split up the property and the house and, you know, what kind of financial arrangements. But there's things that tend to get worked out and it's tough. But this woman had nothing. And she sent out. And what dawned on me is the reality that single parenting can be lonely and scary. Single parenting is a very lonely thing and can be a very scary thing. There's a tendency, and I want to say this to single moms and dads today. There's a tendency, and I've seen this, there's a tendency when a person has had a divorce or a death or a loss of that stability of marriage to want to seek another one too quickly. They want to get back to normalcy. Human beings are built to come back to equilibrium. And so the tendency is to kill the loneliness and the scary pain is starting a whole other relationship. Boy, don't you see that? Have you seen that in other people, you know? They get out of a relationship, they get out of a marriage because of maybe not even their own choice, and they're just looking for somebody else. They just want normalcy again. That's the worst thing a person can do. Absolute worst. There's not a counselor that's going to stand here in front of you and say the best thing you can do after a tragic loss in your life is just move on in the next 2 weeks and start over. That isn't the way we're wired. There's got to be healing. There's got to be restoration. There's got to be grief. There's got to be a long process to even know if it's a biblical, and as Christians, even coming back to what does the Bible have to say about other relationships and understanding what the scripture teaches. So we're living this in terms of a biblical understanding. And then support groups. Man, there's great support groups, you know. Recovery groups. Churches have recovery groups. Being with people who are going to be healthy. My biggest encouragement, though, to single parents, again, back to picking the right people for your support group. Don't pick the wrong people, because we become like the people we hang around with. And finding and the right kind of support is critical. So, all right, well, let me bring this up. We're looking at Genesis 21 as we continue this story, continuing into verses 15 and 16, where the scripture says in 15 and 16, "And the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs." Get a picture now. She'd been out in the desert. All she had in this desert of Beersheba was this water that Abraham had given her and the bread. And it says, "When the water had been used up, she placed the boy under one of the shrubs, and then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shot." So the distance that you could shoot an arrow, you know, what is that, 50 yards or 100 yards or whatever it is. "But she went a distance away, for she said to herself, 'Let me not see the death of the boy.'" That's a pretty moving picture, isn't it? "So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept." Thought you had it rough? The single mom or dad? She's sitting there literally waiting for her son to die and didn't want to see it. What I got out of this, though, that I thought was pretty interesting, to me at least, when we think of what can happen, is that single parents, becoming a single parent can be totally overwhelming. And the number of parents I talk to have become single parents that are just absolutely, desperately lost.
Thank you for listening to Intentional Living. Dr. Randy will be right back.
High-stake relationships, you got them. Now what do you do? Dr. Randy's here to help you be intentional with those relationships that matter the most. Today's teaching is both biblical and practical, and is going to help you be intentional with your high-stake relationships. The complete teaching is on CD and is yours with our thanks for your gift of any amount to the ministry. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching plus another teaching for blended families and two more bonus teachings. That's four practical full-length teachings on four CDs when you become a member. And being a member, you'll be receiving coaching CDs from Dr. Randy every month. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 1-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4.
My name's Marion. I'm from Michigan. As a single person, how I stay intentional is reading God's word before I go out on a date. At which time, if into the date, it starts to get in the wrong direction, if the man tells me that he's a good Christian, quote unquote, and starts to go off in another direction, then I end the evening and return home with my purity, my faith, and my beliefs intact. And that's how I stay intentional.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept. She's sitting there literally waiting for her son to die and didn't want to see it. What I got out of this, though, that I thought was pretty interesting, to me at least, when we think of what can happen, is that single parents, becoming a single parent, can be totally overwhelming. And the number of parents I talk to have become single parents that are just absolutely, desperately lost. I don't know where to turn. Now, she really had it rough. I mean, this is physical death, but sometimes it's emotional death. Single moms are 40% or more likely to experience major depression than the general population. Is there any surprise to that? You know, I think that's understandable. When we look at the kind of trauma that it is, all of a sudden you're on your own having to make these decisions. They can be very traumatic. So what do you do? There's some things, six things very quickly, if you're really feeling overwhelmed as a single mom or dad. Number one, social connections are critical. You got to have the right connections and be with the right people and get out and get the church and connect with other people in a healthy way, which means church is a good place. We really could promote getting involved in a church. Find a church that's with it, that has a program for single moms and dads, that's going to be in a place where you can get a lot of encouragement and so on. That's important. Eat well. Exercise. Taking care of yourself, because that helps with depression. Having new goals. Again, having goals. Making small victories. Doing small things. Every day, doing the next right one thing. Every day. What one thing can I do today intentionally that'll make the biggest difference in my family? It's not about the big picture. It's not about what's going to happen 10 years from now. It's what's happening right now. What one thing could I do today that would make the single biggest difference in my family? Doing those things as a single parent when you're feeling totally overwhelmed can be very encouraging. As we move on to Genesis 21, 17, and 18, it's interesting here. It says, "And God heard the voice of the lad." I want you to underline that in your mind. "And God heard the voice of the lad," which is interesting because the verse before never said the lad was saying anything. Isn't that interesting? It said she was weeping, but God heard the voice of the lad. And then it went on to say, "And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, 'What ails you, Hagar?'" And I read this to Donna last night, and she said, it's kind of obvious, isn't it? I mean, why is he asking that question? There's always something going on here. And he comes to Hagar and says, "What's going on? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad and where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation." Now, we understand biblically that God was working through Ishmael, right? That's why we hear that he was really concerned about Ishmael, because God had a plan going on for this lad. And that got me thinking about maybe in our own lives as well, with our kids and with our relationships, that we need to make sure that we encourage our children to seek God, because he has something in store for them. His response wasn't to Hagar. His response was to that lad, to Ishmael. Going back to what I said earlier, is it possible that God has something so in store for your kids that you need to encourage them? They need to be crying out to God. When they're angry about their dad leaving home or their mom leaving home or a death of a parent or whatever, can you encourage them to be praying to God? Should you be encouraging them to seek God, encouraging them to be calling out to God? Because the scripture says that God heard Ishmael, heard the lad. He was saying something. I don't know what he was saying. Scripture doesn't record it. And God responded to whatever Ishmael was saying to him. Man, can we teach our kids to pray when they're desperate as a single mom or dad and they're hurting and they're angry, instead of trying to fix it and solve it, to be able to sit down with them and say, "Hey, can I help you pray?" Maybe to pray to God, to ask God to do whatever he needs to do in your dad's life or in our life or in your life. And as they learn to cry out to God, maybe like God responding to Ishmael's cry, God will hear your kids cry. Sometimes we think we got to carry the whole burden, don't we?
Well, we're live back here in our Intentional Living studio today, and this is a very practical lesson, and I chose to teach this around this biblical story to illustrate that this is not just something of this generation. This is historic, and of course, the Bible gives great insight. And if you would like to receive that entire teaching on single parents on CD, it is our gift to you. As you share a gift with the ministry of any amount, and we'll say thanks by sending you the CD of all five parts on Intentional Living for Single Parents. And those of you clicking the button to be monthly members, we're adding to that, not only that CD, but the bonus teaching on several other topics on high-stake relationships for blended families and intentional faith and marriage, and every month continuing to receive my teaching from Intentional Living on CD. It's an ongoing process of relationship, encouragement, and thank you. I want to thank those of you like Dawn in Perry, Michigan, and Lindsay in Battle Creek, Michigan, and Kayla from Amarillo, Texas, and Adam in Tucson, and Tanel in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Thank you for joining. These are folks who've said, hey, you can count on me every month. Stand with the ministry. You can join us too. Come and do that. I'd love to have you be a part of this team. Go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. By the way, when you're there, you can also find out about the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, a very targeted, special conference. We've got some of the best teachers, one of the best programs I've ever seen on this topic for families and business. Phoenix on October 26th. Check it out. Again, go to theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Your family, your faith, your future, your finances. These are four pillars of a successful family business, and you cannot afford to lose even one of those critical supports. Intentional Living invites you to the Thrive Conference for Families in Business at Grand Canyon University Arena, Phoenix. Thrive is October 26th, and early registration is recommended to ensure a place for you and your family. Thrive speakers will include Jerry Colangelo, legendary sports executive and former owner of the Phoenix Suns. Dr. Kevin Lehman will share how to make family business relationships work for success. And our own Dr. Randy Carlson will help you learn how to apply intentional living principles to your family business. For couples in business, siblings in business, or anyone interested in family business, Thrive is one full day, October 26th. Early bird registration discounts available at familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
I'm a struggling single dad. I have a beautiful 21-month-old baby girl. And, you know, how I'm staying intentional in my life is know that God has a plan for me. And that with some patience and constant reminder that I am not the one in charge, He will guide me down that path that He has planned for me.
And I was listening to one of your programs about single parenting. And I'm very thankful that you've mentioned single dads. You know, I'm a single dad, and I've had my son since he was about 5 months old. Being intentional on raising my son to know Christ, and every day I wake up, I'm intentional about praying for my son, about being a good dad.
Thank you for that call, tender dad. Listen, speaking of dads, Jeremy is going to join us on the phone in just a moment. But if you have a story you'd like to share, tell us, you know, what you're experiencing, what you're learning about being a single parent, or a question you have, let me know. Call 888-888-1717. All right, Jeremy is on the phone joining us today to talk more about single parenting. Hi there, Jeremy.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. What have you learned? What's the toughest part about being a single mom, or in your case, single dad?
Trying to be firm but yet gentle.
How old are your kids?
My oldest is 11, and my youngest is 3, and I also have a 9 and a 5-year-old.
Well, so you get your hands full now. Are they with you part of the time, all the time? What's the arrangement?
I have them full time, full custody.
So you're working, you're trying to be gentle, but also have a consistent home. So how do you handle that? I mean, what kind of support do you have for yourself?
Luckily, I am a believer of Christ, so my church family and my pastor calls and keeps in touch with me and keeps me going.
Yeah. How long have you been a single dad?
It's been 3 years now.
What's the one thing you've learned about yourself through this time?
Patience, and it builds my character.
Well, especially if being impatient is something you wrestle with, I'll tell you, having kids and then being a single dad and having work and all that, it can really test it. Like I tell people, you don't really know what you got until you put the tea bag in the hot water and then you see what comes out.
So
staying firm but also being gentle. We'll be praying for you to that end, Jeremy. Appreciate your call today.
Hi, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You guys.
Thank you. I'm glad you're listening. He's driving down the road. And, you know, I think Jeremy speaks for many. As you're trying to have a good relationship with your kids as a single mom or dad, or just as a parent, maybe you're married, but it's tough.
And I think Jeremy reminds us that ultimately, remember that discipline comes from the root of discipleship, meaning to train and to nurture. It doesn't come from the idea of punishment. I think many times as parents, we don't even do it consciously. We kind of think the goal is, we need to punish our kids, that God wants us to punish our kids. God wants us to discipline. He wants us to be disciplined, and he disciplines us, and that's training. And the more training that we get, the more reality of life that we can learn from, the better off we're going to be. In fact, the series that we've created, the book Raising Responsible Adults, and the study guide is intended to do that very thing, keeping us focused on what are the steps necessary, what are the things that you can do to be an intentional parent, and you can do it. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. We're talking to Ray Ez, who's on the line in Texas. Welcome to the program.
Yes, this is Reyes.
Appreciate your call. What have you learned about single parenting?
You know, I've been single for 9 years, and the first year was probably my roughest. But I think the hardest part is not having that father role model in both of my daughters' lives. I have a 11-year-old and an 18-year-old now. Mm-hmm. And still today, the lack of, I guess, father role model in their life has a huge impact on them as girls. I'm pretty sure it would be that way if they were boys as well. But just having that father's absence, it makes a big difference emotionally in everything that they do. And if that father, you know, isn't there the way they're supposed to be, picking them up, visiting, calling, you know, just the regular things a father would do if he was living in the home.
Yeah.
It actually makes a huge impact on them. It gives them, it makes that child feel rejected. Even if they're not rejected, they just feel that way. And they don't feel as loved, and then insecurities come in. So that's something that the single parent has to deal with.
Well, do you, let me ask you, Reyes, do you find yourself then trying to offset that or overcompensate? Do you wrestle with that kind of balance in your own life? Because you can't be both. Obviously, you are who you are. Does it affect you in terms of how you parent?
Oh, yes. I have to think before I speak. You know, in the beginning, I didn't. And because I have an awesome church and because I have an awesome pastoral leadership in my life, and we are very active in our church, you know, we get counseling. So they're able to teach us, hey, you know, this is what you should do. This is what you should try, you know, different things, because they say that I have taken on that male role model more than a mother role model, which is the nurturing kind. The mother's supposed to nurture, the father's supposed to discipline, but I've had to take on more that male role model without even thinking it, you know, and I'm the one that's had to discipline. I'm the one that's had to do the harsher things. So in their eyes, I'm the bad person, because I'm the one having the discipline. But, you know, overall, after going to my pastors and having the counseling that we've been getting, it has been such a blessing, because without God, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today.
And I think that's a key, Reyes, that's a key to understand, and I hear your heart when you talk about trying to fill in the gap, but you are who you are. You're the parent. You need to be the authority in the home. And right now you are the parent, and you are mom and dad, but, as you approach this, just stay the course, trust God. You love on those kids. You have a consistent, loving home, holding them accountable. And that's the greatest gift any parent, even two moms, a mom and a dad together. That's the best gift we can give to our kids, is to love them, trust God, and have a consistent home. The challenge you have is you have to kind of do this all alone. That's why getting plugged into a great church and having as much support as you can for your family is a great thing to do.
Right.
So appreciate your call today, Reyes, and God bless you there in Texas.
God bless you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. You know, as Reyes was talking, it was reminding me that the Scripture teaches that He will give us all that we need. And I believe that. And I say to Reyes and every single parent, and she's shared that you learn to depend on God. God will supply. He will give you all that you need. He'll give you the encouragement that you need. He'll bring the resources into your life as you learn to trust Him completely. It's a powerful thing. So Reyes, thank you for your call. Today, talking about single parents. If you have a comment you'd like to share, by the way, on this topic today, feel free to share it at 888-888-1717.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional parent. I can't think of a tougher job in life than being a single mom or a single dad. You know, 84% of all kids who are in single-parent homes live with guess who? Mama Bear. Couple things for you to keep in mind. Number one, if divorce comes your way and all of a sudden you're alone, don't panic. The same Lord that helps you with everything can help you through this time. Yes, it might mean that you have to bail out and move in with your parents, but my suggestion is make as few major choices as possible in the first year. Keep things as consistent as you possibly can. Although your parents want to help, make sure that you don't pass the baton of parenthood to them. They're the grandparent. You're the parent. Be a good one. God will help you through this.
Ah, very good. Thank you, Kevin. He's always got great insight. One thing about Kevin is it's always very practical. But that's part of the reason I invited Kevin to come and be a part of our Thrive Conference. And he was so generous. Say, Randy, if you're doing that, I'd love to come. I want to be a part of it. Dr. Kevin Lehman will be a part of the upcoming Thrive Conference for Families and Business. What does he know about family business? He's leading one at this stage in his life. As a family, they've reached out and started an amazing, amazing business together. And he's going to be sharing with us along with some other great teachers. So, again, check that out. You know, as we wrap up the program today, I just, again, want to thank you for standing with us. Thank you for praying for us. And today, if you would be willing to share a gift with the Ministry of Intentional Living of any financial amount, and I'm going to challenge you to pray about $50 or $100, but whatever God lays on your heart, I want to say thanks by sending you on a CD all five parts of my teaching on intentional living for single parents. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, just click that button when you're on the donate button, or donate page rather. You'll receive this teaching plus my high-stake relationships lesson on intentional living for blended families and also the bonus teachings on intentional faith and intentional marriage. So you're going to get a lot of information, a lot of help, plus my coaching CDs. We got a coaching ministry every month, a brand new CD with all my teaching go out. The members, two CDs. Yeah, thank you, Steve, for reminding me. We couldn't put them on one, too much. We put them on two, going to go out to all members around the country. So find out more. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4. We'll see you tomorrow, part 5 for single parents.